Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, current Duquesne University President Ken Gormley's tenure will end July 1st, and replacing him will be Dr. David Dowsey, whose term will commence then. We welcome him into KDKA right now. Hi, Dr. Dowsey. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so very much for joining. I know there's a basketball game, busy times, all kinds of things going on tonight and in through the week at Duquesne. And I do want to get kind of right down to business. Upward momentum. Anybody you talk to at Duquesne, that's the term they use. And a lot of it circled around that osteopathic college, the osteopathic medicine college. A lot going on. There's a big upswing and big momentum. How do you ensure it stays that way, doctor?
I think we work together as a team to do what we did to create the College of Osteopathic Medicine. We centered around creating big ideas and finding ways to work together to make.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Make them happen. And we have several that are ongoing right now that we're working on that are similar. And I can tell you that one of the great things of being at Duquesne is just the mission focus and how every person who works here believes in this institution, believes in helping our students, and wants to find a path forward for them to, so that they can have success in life.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because anybody that you speak to that's in and around Duquesne, was in and around Duquesne, takes such pride in it. And so they want to bolster Duquesne's sort of holistic approach, not just providing education, but also serving others and the community at large. Whenever I talk to them, I come away with that. It's not just about the books or not just about being a student. It's about serving. That mission seems to be something that's important, and I assume it's probably going to continue to be very important to you.
Absolutely. It's central to my thoughts for the future of our university. Community engagement, partnerships, work where we identify needs in the community and then work together with the community to improve those things. So our Center for Integrative Health does work in the community. They were central for vaccines during the pandemic. They are central for educating the community and spending time learning about community health issues. They've worked, for example, on reducing childhood asthma at the emergency room. We also have our medical school, where we have been doing mission trips all over the world. You could go to any school at Duquesne, and they have a huge community impact. They are focused on the community, and they are focused on Pittsburgh, because as Duquesne rises, so does Pittsburgh, and vice versa.
Dr. David Dowsey joining right now. He'll take over just after July 1st as the new president at Duquesne. All right, let's say that you're, I don't know, having dinner somewhere, or you're out on the town, and a student or a parent with a prospective student stops, and you're just chatting, and they say, okay, so you're going to take over at Duquesne. Give me a couple bullet points, 2-3 bullet points, why my child should go to Duquesne if they are considering some schools that are of equal merit.
I would start with our mission. It is something that guides us every day, and it's something that really sets us apart. We work with our students to build authentic relationships. And in an era of AI and in an era of social media where people don't truly get to know one another, that is something very different. And we also teach students to walk alongside others, especially others in need. And that's a critical part of our mission. Our mission really speaks about how we bring all members of our community up, how we rise all boats in the community, and how we can really effectively work together. That is something that comes out of every single interaction at Duquesne, and it's something that really sets us apart. In addition to that, we have world-class programs and some of the best programs in healthcare and engineering and so many other areas, and especially in the liberal arts, be it in English or in mathematics. And we are so proud of the work that we're doing to educate students in a holistic way so that they can leave and not only know how to work, but this, they can also have lives of purpose and better their community. We really believe that education is about the common good and about improving the human condition and not just about earning dollars and cents.
In a, it's moving to post-grad, how does a, and I've always wondered this from an administrative standpoint, how does a well-positioned and well-respected law school help continue to bolster the university in totality, especially in a metropolitan area?
I can tell you that Duquesne's law school has really been such an incredible success story. It's a huge portion of the lawyers in Western Pennsylvania and the judiciary are actually from Duquesne's law school. And it's because we set out to really improve this region, and the law school was really designed to make it so that our graduates would be successful in that space. We've now moved into the top 100 in rankings in U.S. News for the law school. We had a tremendous naming gift from Thomas Klein, a tremendous lawyer and one of our most distinguished alumni. And there is just so much momentum behind our law school right now. The dean, April Barton, is arguably, I think, one of the best law deans in the country. And she has just led with her leadership in such a way that has advanced this law school, not only to be centered around our mission, but really to have these students going out right away and working in the community. And you see the success of that in terms of the legal community and how many of them are from Duquesne University.
Dr. David Dawsey, just a couple more minutes with him, who will be Duquesne's new president after July 1st, taking over for Ken Gormley. I noticed at the announcement today that Chairman Diane Hupp was there. I have great admiration for Ms. Hupp. I've known her in a former life when she was in charge of the nurses at Children's and seen her work all the way up. And again, incredible admiration for people like that. You surround yourself with great people like her. How many of your decisions now that you become the president are still steeped in being made with great people as opposed to being unilateral and I'm the boss and it's my decision? Is the power still in all the people?
What a great question. It is. It is. And, you know, one of the things I always say is it's important when you're in a leadership role like a presidency, you have to be decisive sometimes. Sometimes you need to make decisions and you have to have discernment. However, in most decisions, they are collaborative in nature. And that's why we always talk about shared governance in higher education. When I make decisions, they are made based on a whole team's opinion of what we should do. And, you know, hearing all perspectives and making sure that you understand all angles of a challenge or a problem before you take an action is so critical. And I've been blessed to be on such an amazing team here at this university. And we have navigated through everything from pandemics to major demographic shifts in our population to the financial changes in terms of federal funding for universities and so many of the other things that are going on right now. And we have succeeded because of our team.
And last thing for you, how can you make sure or do the best that you can to make sure that there's value and affordability both with the Duquesne education and that the best and the brightest can frankly afford to go there if at all possible?
We've worked really hard on that over so many years now. We have alumni donors that have made major contributions to support a Duquesne education. So, for example, our College of Medicine just received a gift from the new Suzy family, and we're so grateful to them. And the vast bulk of that gift will go towards scholarships for students to make medical school more affordable. We are also working to understand the affordability of all the degrees and making sure that our students not only can be employed when they graduate, but that they're not in unnecessary debt. And it's amazing that the cost of a Duquesne education is very comparable to even state institutions because we have done such a great job of bringing our alumni and our supporters together to make sure we can support future generations of Dukes.
Dr. Dawsey, you're a good man. I appreciate your time tonight. We'll talk again soon. Thanks a bunch. And I'll see you soon. Thanks again.
Thank you for welcoming.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Duquesne, again, fantastic school, and they're poised to strike even more under this leadership. Wonderful, wonderful stuff.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.